With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Donald Trump's inauguration fund is getting a boost from two tech giants, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Both Amazon and Meta, Facebook's parent, confirmed donations of $1 million. Amazon also said the e-commerce giant will stream January's presidential inauguration on its Prime Video service, a separate in-kind donation worth another $1 million. The Meta donation came just weeks after CEO Mark Zuckerberg met with Trump privately at Mar-a-Lago. Next week, Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos is scheduled to sit down with the president-elect. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, the man accused of killing the CEO of United Healthcare has become something of a folk hero, and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says that's wrong. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has the story.
In the days since Luigi Mangione was charged with murder for gunning down the top health insurance executive, more than 1,000 donations have poured into an online fundraiser for his legal defense, with messages supporting him and even celebrating the crime. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise tells the Salem Radio Network condoning violence is abhorrent.
The value of life just seems to be diminished by so many people. It's important for us to push back. We can never allow that to become a norm.
Scalise says the liberal tendency to devalue life can be felt here. Mangione's support has seemingly intensified since his arrest on Monday. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Senate is pushing toward a vote on legislation that would provide full Social Security benefits to millions of people. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer began the process on Thursday for a final vote on the bill, known as the Social Security Fairness Act. It would eliminate policies that currently limit Social Security payouts for roughly 2.8 million people. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy has asked the Biden administration to put more resources on the ongoing investigation of the drone sightings. This is SRN News. Christians in Syria are wondering what the future may hold.
The overthrow of dictator Bashar Assad by Muslim rebels has cast a pall of uncertainty over the country's small Christian community. Things were far from ideal under Assad, but believers did feel some sense of stability during his rule. Now it's unclear how the rebels, some of whom are Islamic militants, will treat Syria's Christians. Religious freedom groups say it won't be long before the new leaders of Syria will show the world how tolerant they plan to be. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Crystal Palace captain Mark Guay will face no formal action from the English Soccer Association despite defying its rules for a second time by writing a religious message on his uniform during a Premier League game. Guay, who is a Christian, wrote "I love Jesus" on a rainbow armband and that the league forcing players to wear in honor of LGBT pride. Meanwhile, Manchester United has abandoned plans for its players to wear rainbow uniforms in a Premier League match. This is SRN News. Alaska Airlines painting a bright future.
Alaska Airlines says it will launch service from Seattle to Tokyo and Seoul next year as part of a plan to boost international flying in the next several years. The airline raised its fourth quarter profit outlook and publicized a plan to boost profit by $1 billion over 3 years. And Alaska Airlines is announcing a plan to spend $1 billion buying back its own stock. Share buybacks are often popular with investors because they make existing shares more valuable. John Scott reporting.
Russia has launched a massive aerial attack against Ukraine. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky says Russia fired 93 cruise and ballistic missiles, almost 200 drones, in Friday's bombardments. He says it is one of the heaviest bombardments of the country's energy sector since Russia's full-scale invasion almost 3 years ago. He says Ukrainian defense has shot down 81 missiles, including 11 cruise missiles that were intercepted by F-16 warplanes. This is SRN News.